We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for Friday morning, the 7th of October, 2022, headed for a high around 88 degrees today. We do have a cool front coming through later today, a dry, cool front that will make Saturday even nicer with only a high right around 80. A 3-alarm fire has destroyed a warehouse in Fort Worth, and as KRLD's Alan Skaya reports, firefighters spent all night there trying to keep the fire from spreading.
Fort Worth Fire was called to this warehouse near Henderson and White Settlement north of downtown about 10:30 last night for a dumpster fire. This building was storing alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and that alcohol let the fire spread quickly, going to 3 alarms. Part of the roof collapsed in one area, part of the building has collapsed in another. One firefighter went to the hospital for evaluation, but should be okay. Investigators say someone set the fire intentionally, and crews have spent hours here trying to keep the fire from spreading to other buildings nearby. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The second capital murder trial of accused serial killer Billy Chmyrmir is winding down. It's expected to go to the jury later today. KRLD's LP Phillips has been covering the trial all week and has an update.
Chmyrmir's defense team did not present any evidence and rested shortly after the state wrapped up its case with the testimony of FBI agent Mark Sedwick, who was able to use cell phone mapping technology to put Chmyrmir's phone in the area of victim Mary Brooks at the time she was murdered.
So in that roughly 45 minute time frame, that device is utilized in a tower sector and has time advance that is consistent with it being in the area of Mary Brooks' residence. Obviously, I can't say where within the arcs it is, but it's consistent with it being in the area of Mary Brooks' residence.
A DNA expert was able to say Chmyrmir's DNA was at the home of a victim and her DNA was on gloves found in his car. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Euless police continue searching this morning for the man who they say threatened to shoot his girlfriend's kids at their school. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Euless police have a felony warrant out for 34-year-old Jericus Pendleton for making a terroristic threat. They say after Pendleton got into an argument with his girlfriend about money, he threatened to shoot her kids at Oakwood Terrace Elementary School. The girlfriend called police and the kids at the school were let out in a controlled dismissal without incident. Police presence was also beefed up at the school throughout the day. Police say they briefly made contact with Pendleton, so he knows they're looking for him. He also has an outstanding warrant out of Mississippi for being a felon in possession of a firearm. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A peeper who has been threatening a Plano neighborhood has finally been caught, says KRLD's Austin York.
He was dubbed the Bright-Eyed Peeper, and security cameras caught a clear picture of the man in a neighborhood near the Central Expressway and Parker Roads during the late night hours in September. The homeowners whose camera caught the images says the man showed up on at least 2 different occasions. Neighbors were worried that he would return and cause harm. Now Plano police have told KRLD they have arrested 27-year-old Christian Harden Hoffman in connection with the peeping and charged him with disorderly conduct and indecent exposure. No word on what led investigators to him. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth's Opal Lee, known as the grandmother of Juneteenth, did not win the Nobel Peace Prize this morning. She was one of more than 300 people nominated, but she still has a lot to celebrate today, says KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Miss Opal was up in the middle of the night arriving at the Paris coffee shop on Hemp Hill for a watch party as she and a dining room full of supporters who gave her a standing ovation waited for the 4 a.m. announcement. Even not winning, Miss Opal, celebrating her 96th birthday today, by the way, is not through advocating for civil rights.
I'm going to walk and I'm going to talk just as long as I've got a voice and feet to walk.
Opal Lee gets her title, Grandmother of Juneteenth, from her decades-long effort to make June 19th a federal holiday. Last year it became reality when President Biden signed the enabling legislation. June 19th is the day in 1865, 10 weeks after the end of the Civil War, when Galveston slaves first learned slavery had been abolished. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The midterm elections are coming up. There are some changes you'll want to know about. Brandon Rottinghouse with the University of Houston says straight ticket voting no longer an option here in Texas. Republican lawmakers ended that practice years ago.
It has implications for down ballot races because some candidates are going to be lower down and are going to hope that voters find them. But oftentimes voters don't vote all the way down to the ballot. So it's important to note that if you plan to vote, vote all the way down.
The deadline to register for the November election is this coming Tuesday, October 11th. And election day is November the 8th. The Humane Society of North Texas is in a crisis situation right now. There's no more room for some dogs and it needs help.
We are not moving dogs, medium to large dogs in particular, out of our shelters. We're doubling up. We're putting three dogs to a kennel. We're going to have to start making just really, really hard decisions about humane euthanasia.
It's Cassie Davidson with the Humane Society. She says the Humane Society is ready to find homes for those medium and large sized dogs. Potential owners can actually get them for free. They just have to come in. She says if you get one of those dogs, you're saving two lives. The dog you adopt and the new dog that comes in to take its place.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.